Every year at this time, Dr. America and millions of other Americans plant themselves on plots of land where they plant vegetables. They plant lettuce and radishes, carrots and corn, tomatoes and potatoes, zucchini and other squashes. This activity seems a little irrational, since all of these vegetables, and many more, are available in the produce departments of America's many super-duper markets. So why do so many Americans choose to produce their own produce? Why do we ground ourselves in these particular plots? In many ways, the horticulture of the garden is a counterculture to American life. It's a place to cultivate the organic in a mechanical world. The garden is a place to get dirty in a culture of cleanliness. It's a plot for self-reliance in a society of dependency. It's where we rise from the vegetative state of couch potatoes to see if we can improve the vegetative state of vegetables. A garden is one way that people can act responsibly in nature. In a garden, more than most places in our lives, we get to see the direct consequences of our actions. By our routine grocery purchases, many of us support an agriculture that's dependent on oil and artificial fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides. We support an agriculture that allows acres of erosion for bushels of corn. For most of us, this is just the problem of invisible complexity. Since it's out of sight, it's also out of mind. But in a garden, we have to deal with our own dirt, and we have to apply the chemicals ourselves. In a garden, it's harder to ignore our complicity in a culture of shortcuts, and harder to forget the ecological impacts of the choices we make. Still, one of the beauties of a garden is that it's not entirely predictable. We act and the garden reacts, but not always in the ways we expect. The tomatoes that grew so well last year seem to be stunted this year. The rabbits have eaten the tops off the carrots again, and some sort of slug seems to have taken a fancy to the broccoli. And the weeds still seem to have more energy than we do. A garden is a collaboration of work and chance, of sweat and serendipity. It's a lesson that most life on the planet can't be plotted in a Franklin planner. The garden isn't just a place where flowers and vegetables can thrive. It's good for the organisms that are us. In the garden, we are embodied in a different way than we are in our office cubicles. In the garden, our bodies are good for something besides enclosing our brains. We get to move the muscle masses that aren't exercised by the remote control. Many Americans, if they wanted sweat, would have to buy it in a bottle. But in the garden, we learn about the sweat of our brow, and not just the brow. And at least in Minnesota, this sweat seems connected to SWAT, as the perspiring body seems a virtual magnet for mosquitoes. Despite such tribulations, however, garden work is a joy for many of us, because even the aching body reminds us of the pleasures of good work. A garden plot puts us in touch, literally, with cycles of life, growth, fruition, and finality. We like gardens because we like to watch things grow, and the first tender shoots in the spring are a sign of hope. We like gardens because we like the fruits, or more precisely, the vegetables of our labors. But Dr. America thinks that we also like gardens because they die. In a culture that distances us from death, the garden offers a way of confronting not just the harvest, but the grim reaper. But then, of course, the following spring, we celebrate the world's resurrection, and we're back in the cycle again. A garden is also a place for growing metaphors. We talk figuratively about planting seeds and nurturing them. We know that feeding and weeding, pruning and cutting, harvesting and feasting, are not just confined within the parameters of the garden. We know that the garden is the place for parables of the mustard seed, the olive tree, and even Peter Rabbit. We also know that the garden can be Eden. In the garden, on a good day, we know what God meant when she looked at the creation and said that it was very good. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, working the fertile garden of American culture.